There is yet another new revelation in General Motors mass recalls over faulty ignition switches. Internal emails show GM ordered 500,000 replacement switches nearly 2 months before telling safety regulators about the problem. The emails were released as part of a class action suit. The switch problem has been linked to at least 32 deaths and caused a recall of 2.6 million vehicles. David Shepperton has been covering the story for the Detroit News, and he joins me now. David, welcome back. So shoes keep dropping. Why are we just hearing about this one now, David?
Well, these emails that you mentioned were in 4 million pages of records that are in a depository in this multi-district litigation suit. And lawyers for people suing have been mining these emails and uncover them. And you're right, it does raise questions about why didn't the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration know, why didn't GM disclose the fact that 6 weeks before they ultimately decided on the recall to go ahead with what's a very large order, at least on its face, it suggests the company was preparing for a recall far earlier than we knew.
And not only a large order, but an urgent order with
right.
words like aggressive and we need to do this right now, kind
right.
of in those emails. Is that unusual, that 500,000? Is that a larger number than you usually expect?
I mean, it is unusual in the sense that this happened the day after a meeting where GM said, we don't have enough information to decide on the recall, and ultimately it got pushed back 6 weeks. Now, companies do start ordering parts for big recalls earlier than the actual recall happens for the obvious reason that you don't have the parts, you announce the recall, your dealerships are flooded with customers, and you can't get the parts in. Remember, even with this aggressive timetable, GM didn't get the parts till April. So it took them a long time, and as a result, they gave out thousands of loaner cars.
Well, is the question about the recall or the question about notifying the government about the impending recall?
Okay. Exactly. You're required within 5 days of determining that there's a safety defect to notify the government and start the process. So it does raise questions. Did GM know there was a defect? And what did the senior management of the company know? Because remember, the new GM CEO said she didn't learn of the problem or the issue generally until late December. And we don't know the answer to whether Mary Barra knew about this large order of parts.
What has she said? She has said, just to refresh people, right. she has said that she didn't know that there was this problem until when?
Late December, she heard of the issue generally, but she has said and testified that she didn't know of the recall or the decision to recall the vehicles until January 31st, the day GM decided.
And she hasn't been asked about this parts question, this order, parts order, because we didn't know about it.
Right, exactly.
So it seems like we're kind of on a hamster wheel. What was it? We've heard about recalls being delayed before
right.
in this whole unfolding saga. Is this more make that story more extensive than we previously thought?
I think what it does is it shows there's a lot of ammunition for critics on Capitol Hill to push for auto safety reforms.
Right.
I mean, remember, there are now 10 auto companies that have recalled 8 million vehicles or 8 million cars for exploding airbags, that shrapnel can hit people and potentially injure or kill them. And it raises questions about, has GM come clean completely about the early days of this problem and whether, you know, did the company know more in December, you know, 6 weeks before this actually the recall began?
Mary Barra has said, whenever asked about this, that this that was the old GM and
right.
this is the new GM. How would the new GM, what changes have been put in place
right.
that would stop that sort of thing from happening today?
Well, GM is taking things far more aggressively. They're recalling vehicles, sometimes fewer than 100 vehicles with the slightest signs of problems. So even though they've had 78 separate recall campaigns, many are coming after one, two, you know, three reports of problems. So they would say they would never have done what occurred in this case, which is monitoring a problem year after year, not doing anything, creating committees, you know, trying to get to the root cause. The new GM would they say, move much faster and wouldn't let this fester as long as it did.
$35 million fine we were talking about, right, so far?
Right. And remember, the Obama administration has called for raising that. That's the maximum allowed by law by NHTSA. They want to raise it to $300 million, but the real question is the Justice Department. Remember, they fined Toyota $1.2 billion. The Justice Department and the Attorney Generals could opt to fine GM under different statutes and for much more.
So other shoes could be yet to drop.
Yeah, it's probably a long way from being over.
Keeps you busy, David Shepperton. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gwen.